Hi there, folks, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. Well, my guest this week is the wonderful Elaine Marrett. Elaine attends Solid Rock Church in Drogheda. She is also a counsellor and psychotherapist. And this week, we'll be chatting about the ups and the downs of juggling ministry, life, church, and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. So Elaine Marrett, back again for Woman to Woman, and you're so welcome. We're going to talk today about disappointments and, you know, I think everybody has disappointments in life that when they hit a certain, as you say, season or age in their life, they say, you know, they look back and think, have I achieved what I wanted to achieve? Have I fulfilled my dreams? I mean, all these positive thinking gurus all over Instagram and social media talking about, you know, achieve your dreams, achieve your goals. And people actually feel more disappointed with that, don't they? Yes. But what does God say about disappointment with us?
Yeah, I think God is very close to the people that are disappointed. Doesn't it say in the Psalms, I cried out to him in my distress and he heard my cry and he answered my cry from heaven. And so many times, I think we use the word disappointment very general. But when we actually think about it, it's probably one of the biggest things that people face the most in life, because it's something that can happen daily. Every day, something can, it can be the small disappointments, the big disappointments of life. And so easily they can take root and it's just avoided or just ignored. And it's something that we go, oh, I'll get over it. But it can leave a deep wound in our soul. Disappointment can leave a deep wound in our soul. So it's very important, like many other things, that we're keeping an eye. We're keeping an eye on it. But I think there is times when the deep disappointment takes root. And I think that's where that psalm comes alive. We're lying there and we're nearly hardening ourselves in that disappointment. And we're saying, God, are you there? Are you really there? I need you. I need your guidance. And we can be very strict and harden ourselves in terms of life and all we should do. Even what we talked, you said there at the beginning, Jackie, trying to be a mum, trying to have a career, all these things. And I remember one time just seeking the Lord. I felt, oh, I need to have a label. I need to have a career. Oh, and that's something that was big to me, because I became a mum when I was 19. That's another story. But I didn't have the privilege to go to college when I was young. But I remember just when I was 30, getting to a stage in life like, it's too late and what do I do? And I just remember just feeling, I need to find something to do so I have this identity. But seeking the Lord in that whole place, God revealed to me my identity was in him. And when I get that revelation, it's from that place I can be anything that he's called me to be once I know where I'm getting it from, once that whole foundation is there. And that's brought me on a whole journey of going into business, running a beauty business for years. And that was a whole competition I entered, was getting mad with God, why haven't I won? And then I went all spiritual and said, God, what is it you want to teach me while I'm waiting? And he did give me a whole revelation about identity that I thought, oh, once I'm a beautician, I have a label, I have a career. And but it's gone a little bit off disappointment, isn't it? But it's,
Yeah, but it's interesting because, you know, I was just looking up the Bible verses around, you know, I knew there was one in Hebrews that says, don't throw away your confidence, which has great reward. When disappointment strikes, hold tightly to your faith. Yes. Hebrews 10:35. You know, what do we do when disappointment comes? You know, do we wallow in our self-pity and run away and hide and feel, you know, that we've nothing to offer the world, which at times I felt like that myself, especially when you're rearing three kids together and you're thinking, I'm in a bubble and they're all outside and all my friends have careers and I'm like, but God knows where he wants us for a time and a season. And I think he brings us through it with purpose, because, you know, it also says in Romans 8:28, it says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So even in the disappointments, that's a challenge. It's a challenge, isn't it? Going through that, God's working it for our good.
always for our good. Always. Yeah. I remember sitting down one time disappointed kind of where I was and the direction I was going, probably overanalyzing a bit. Am I in the center of God's will? That's very important to me. I don't want to waste time. I want to fulfill destiny. And so in that place of God says to me, write down every job that you've done since, and I went to work when I was 16. So there was maybe 15 jobs, 10, 15 jobs. And then the Lord revealed to me why he had me in this job, that job, the next job. And each of them was stepping stones to where I am today.
Really?
It was unbelievable. It was revelation. And each of those was seasons. Like, say, for example, working in a factory at 16, learning to work with people, right, learning team building. Working with Vodafone, working with Business Care, listening to criticalness, being abused down the phone, whatever, because this is what we'll face in life, we'll do with life. So it's learning to handle all that is how, because we have this in the church, we have this in our work situations, in life situations today. So it's know how to deal with people. Where, so all these times, sometimes we can be, a big one is God disappointed with me? It's like everyone's disappointed with me. I've had those seasons where it's like everyone's disappointed with me.
Is
what
that because
you
felt disappointed
it's
yourself?
Like it's kind of like where the emotions can really just take over. Because when we break it down, well, what's really going on? What's really going on? Is this a self issue? Is there my self worth?
Yeah.
Where am I in terms of my self worth and who am I? And does it just take the voice of one person to kind of knock us? It can lead us ever so subtly to disappointment. Or disappointment can be so many areas, but I will say the same as in when we bring this wound before the Lord. And the Lord comes and heals the disappointment, whatever it is, but not to ignore, not to avoid, and to try and walk through it, break it down into chunks. What is it? Where has this come from? And try and have an attitude of, okay. And sometimes that can be through the word. Sometimes, again, it can be forgiveness. It can be many things. But to surrender is the key. Again, you're given the disappointment to the Lord. And the Lord comes and he lifts that off us. Or disappointment can be sometimes unmet expectations.
Yes.
That's a huge one. I had for 20 years gone down to visit a person that's a very close family member. And every time I would come back home, the motorway, disappointed. And my husband would say, why do you go? And I'd say, I go because that person was a close family member. And that person was deeply hurt and they were going through their own pain. Their marriage had broken up, etc. They weren't even aware that they were disappointing or hurting me. But for many, many years, I carried that disappointment. Always going with this expectation, the person's going to change. Today, I'm going to receive something back. And one time, I was doing the Alpha marriage course, would you believe? And there was a section, the impact on family. And as I read this little chunk, and it was to do with marriage, but it just highlighted on the page before me. You know when God does that, he just brings something alive on the page.
Mm.
I kept reading it and reading it and reading it, and it was to do with disappointment and expectation. And basically it was, God just revealed to me, you have an expectation there. And so that's why every time you go, you're coming back in such deep disappointment. I remember I was expecting that person to change. I had to change.
Really?
So I turned around and actually totally changed my mentality and went with zero expectation. And what the Lord done, he turned that whole relationship around. Still healing to take place on that person's behalf, but I changed how I went. And so anything was a bonus from there. So then I was protecting my heart, my soul, and laying that disappointment with the Lord. But he revealed that to me because it was an area. And then we beat ourselves up because I was going, hey, 20 years later, why have I not seen this before? That's an extreme example. But it can that's why I said to you at the beginning, it's something that we can go, disappointment, and just ah, sure, it's nothing. It'll be grand, but it's not grand. It can take root, it can take hold, and it can be there for many years.
Yes, yes.
And sometimes
yes.
we're the one that has to change.
We're the ones that have to change. So change your thinking, as Paul says. Take every thought captive and bring it to the Lord. Bring it to the cross. Even if that's a visual thing, sometimes I've got to just bring it to the cross, the disappointment, and say, Lord, change my thinking.
Yes.
How I think about that person and how I feel, how I get disappointed so many times. And what a wonderful story. Thank you for sharing that with us today.
You're
Elaine
welcome.
Marrett, from a pastor and counsellor and psychotherapist and based in Loud. Thank you so much. Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.